name is Joyce Rowe, and I am running for re-election. This is ending up my third year on the board. Well, when I first ran for the board, I didn't know much about what was going on, and I guess you really don't find out much until you're a part of it. In the first few months, it was like overwhelming. And then I decided, well, what can I do that would probably help the community? And the first thing I thought about was trying to do some cleanup days. So I contacted the county, and I think most of you, if you lived here about 3 years ago, you were aware we did cleanup through all of the communities where we had the county garbage trucks and we had the county branch mulching trucks come through. I would meet all the county garbage trucks down here at Lucky's at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning and go through the neighborhoods along with their maintenance staff. That was really my first thing I did in the community, and I really felt good about it because we had so many comments that it was such a nice thing for the community association to sponsor. My second year, I became treasurer of the BCA, and that too was quite an eye-opening experience. I mean, I've been through accounting courses, even, you know, the advanced accounting managerial. But the reserves and the cash basis and this, and, I mean, it was overwhelming that second year. I actually got so I could pretty much understand our financial records. And in fact, I was able to write an article for the Village Mill about the reserves and what they did and what they could pay for in the future coming up when we saw our debt going away. Well, this last year, I've been president of the BCA. It has been quite challenging, but it's also been very, very rewarding. We've tried to listen to the community the board members have. We have recently passed things like the neighborhood project program where you can apply and get funding to do things to improve your neighborhood. We passed a no solicitation policy. And if you drive into any of the Brandon Mill streets now, you can see the signs that say no solicitation. But if you're Brandon Mill related, by the way, you can still get a permit, such as Girl Scouts or whatever. We recently were called, the county actually had a luncheon with some county supervisors to ask about panhandling down here at Hall Street and also at Jenico and what could be done. We encouraged our supervisor to go to the state legislature and try to get panhandling in this area. Well, it was so successful it was passed by the state, not just by Chesterfield County. So that should at least reduce the panhandling. We did pass the master plan. In fact, when we met at our strategy meeting last July, the board officially passed it. And this last 6 months or so, we've been trying to put in the infrastructure necessary so that this coming year, you will really see some differences in our neighborhood. And I think you will. One thing, since Diane's here, I can point to her, is we set up a covenants task force to try to look at the covenants, see what may or may not be working and why, if it's not working, and what residents have to say for input to maybe change or improve our covenants as they are. So we are trying to respond to our residents. We're trying to move ahead with the master plan. And I've been so involved in it over the last couple of years that I'd like to see it a little bit further. And that's why I asked for your vote tonight.